va'al kulon im omar shahakoyl. Zot the Gemara daf mem on a base. How's our dear friend Rabbi Yosef? How do you have a procedure in hospital? Rabbi Yosef Marks.
I don't know.
There's an email going around. Say,
I just
saw him or a visit.
Never saw it.
Okay, Mr. Shani Shavu Rafua Shalema. Beis Hashem. Yosef Lei Ben Toiba. Va'al kulam im omar shahakoyl. So the Mishnah says that even though lechatchila you're supposed to make the memam beis, fourth line, third line, yeah, there it is. Even though the Mishnah says you're supposed to make the following brachas lechatchila, but b'diavad, if you said shahakoyl, then you are okay. Then you are okay. Va'al kulam im omar shahakoyl, etc., etc. Itma, we have a machloikus over here. Rav Huna omar. Chutz min hapas umin hayayin. Shahakoil b'dievet is the bracha that encompasses the one bracha, as it were, one size fits all, but not for bread and for wine. Now, this is not the first time we've seen in this period that bread and wine get special status. Let's immediately look at Rashi, top line, first Rashi. Chutz min hapas umin hayayin kodom rinon lekamon. We're going to say later on, daf membeis, Shegoyrim brochois harbe laatzmoy. Pass and wine, they cause many brochas, as it were, on their own right. What does that mean? Bekiddush, behavdala, bebirkas chasanim. You see that always you make the brocha over wine. So you see that wine is an extra special food. Sometimes you make a brocha over wine, not because you fancy drinking a cup of wine, but rather because it's a kois shel brocha. This is a very famous principle, which of course we're used to from Kiddush and Havdalah, a bris, under the chuppah, shela brochas, a pidgin aben, which always is a kois shel yayin. A kois shel yayin. Why? Because yayin is considered chashivus. Bread is also considered chashuv. We know you want to have a suda on Shabbos, there's a chiv to have a suda. That necessarily means bread. So food, bread, is as it were the most chosh of food, yain is the most chosh of drink. There, Rav Huna is of the opinion that shahakoil would therefore not cover them.
Does Itmar always introduce a machlokas?
No, not necessarily. Okay. It just means the following was stated.
Okay.
The following was stated.
Okay.
Rabbi Yochanan Omar afilu pas v'yayin. Even bread and wine are also included in this rule. So we have a very big machlokes, Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. Again, we all note that next to the words Rabbi Yochanan Omar Afilu, you see the aleph there? So even if you want to be lazy, like I was, I haven't had a chance yet to have a look at the halacha, but I know if there's an aleph there, that obviously sends me to the margin. Maimoni, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, so apparently that's what we paskin. So if b'di eved, you took a piece of bread, or you had a glass of wine and you said shahakol ni bedvaroi, even though it's a machlekas, but lahalocha, that bracha would be okay. Now, we're about to see a very, very, very difficult piece of Gemara, very difficult to understand. And there's a Tosfos that explains it, and Tosfos is just as difficult. Because Tosfos asks the question that we should all be asking, and he gives a teretz which is, at face value, impossible to understand. So let's have a look. Zot the Gemara, Neima ketanoi. Let us suggest, we always know that the word Neima means it will soon be rejected. Neima ketanoi, let us suggest, that actually the machloikas between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan is machloikas tanoi. Because it says as follows. Ro'o pas, if somebody saw bread, va'omar, and he said, Kamo noe pas zu. How beautiful this bread is. So he's definitely praising, as it were, the handiwork of Hashem. He says, look at this wonderful bread. Okay. Then he says, Baruch hamokoim, blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheboro, who created it. So you've mentioned the bread, you've mentioned Hashem. All the ingredients that would go into a brocha, you have in fact mentioned. What's halacha? Says this b'risa, yotza, that's fine. Ra'a te'ena, or if you saw a fig, v'amar kamano'e te'ena zu, how beautiful this fig is, baruch ha'mokim shabara, yotza. Again, you'd be yotza. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yisiyoy Meir, that no. Kol ha'mashane. Anybody who changes mimatbeya, from the coin, that's the literal translation, from the coin, she'tovu chachomim, that chachomim have coined, the brachas, when it comes to brachas, lo yotze yedei chayvase. So he says, you're not yotze. Why are you not yotze? Because you've changed the nusach of the bracha. The chazal coined, as it were, a certain bracha, and if you've gone and said different words, you have altered, you have changed the coin that Chazal coined, and under those circumstances, it's not, you're not Yotze. Okay, says the Gemara, that's the end of that brisa. So now let's suggest, says the Gemara, Neymar, let us perhaps suggest that Rav Huna da Omar Kareb Yosi, V'Rab Yechanan da'oma k'Rab Meir. End of question. So what's the Gemara suggesting? Very, 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 very difficult piece of Gemara. We had a Machloikas Amoraim, and now we have a Machloikas Tanoim, and we're trying to suggest, in a minute the Gemara is going to reject it, but the Gemara is suggesting that the Machloikas Amoraim is identical to the Machloikas Tanoim. Now, let's work out the parallel. When it comes to the Machloikas Amoraim, Rav Huna said that Shehakoyel does not work for Pas and for Yain. However, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and he says that it does. That, apparently, the Gemara is trying to suggest, is the same Machloikas as Rav Meir and Rabbi Yosi with regard to whether you are or are not Yotze the bracha on the bread or on the fig, when you said, what a beautiful bread, what a beautiful fig, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating it. So what's the parallel? So Gemara is trying to suggest. Rav Huna, who says that you're not Yotze Shehakol on bread and wine, that would suggest that he also holds that you're not Yotze on the fig and the bread when you said this funny lashon. In other words, Rav Huna is going with Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Shehakol does work for Pas and for Yain, he seems to follow the opinion of Rav Meir, who says that the funny lashon on bread and figs also works. So whatever works here, works there. Whatever doesn't work here, doesn't work there. Now, why, before we even see the teretz, everybody should be jumping up and down, yelling and screaming, throwing spaghetti, Renachum, saying this Gemara makes no sense whatsoever, l'choira. Of course it does make sense. All the Gemara makes sense. But to us, at face value, this makes no sense whatsoever. Why does it make no sense? So let's go slowly. Let's go with Rav Huna for the moment. The Gemara is suggesting that Rav Huna is the same opinion as Rabbi Yosi. Now, what did Rabbi Yosi hold?
Can't change the nusach of the bracha.
You can't change the nusach of the bracha. So, if you took a piece of bread, instead of saying Amotzi Lechem Aretz, you said, you said this funny lashon of kama no'e pas zu. So what did Rabbi Yosi say? Sorry, that's not good. Why is that not good? Because you've changed the nusach. Why have you changed the nusach? What does that mean, you've changed the nusach?
Something that the
Rabbanu were mitakin to. Rabbanu were mitakin, all right? Don't start inventing your own brachas. So would you agree, it sounds like Rabbi Yosi is telling us a general principle, there is no such thing as inventing your own bracha. Even though it's true, you said all the right ingredients, you mentioned the bread and you mentioned Hashem and you mentioned the thanks and you got all the pieces in the puzzle there, but at the end of the day, you altered the coin that Chazal coined. Is that what Rabbi Yosi is teaching us?
Yes.
Now, Does that fit in with Rav Huna? What did Rav Huna say? If you say shahakol on bread, it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, same opinion. Everybody should be jumping up and down saying, it's not the same opinion. In fact, it can't be the same opinion. Why not?
Rav Huna's not changing a bracha. He's just substituting brachas or accepting shahakol for...
Right, and we can prove the point. How do we prove the point? Besides for bread and for wine, let's say you took an apple where you were supposed to have said Borei Pri Ha'etz and you say Shehakol. What would Rav Huna say?
Perfectly fine.
Rav Huna says it's fine. So clearly Rav Huna is not telling you a general principle that whenever you change the bracha, that's no good. It's not true. He's only saying that specifically with regard to bread and wine. But he's the first one to agree that with 99.999% of other foods, shahakol does the trick. What's that got to do with Rabbi Yossi's opinion? Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that it never works. Not just bread and wine, it never ever works. Question number one. Question number two, as you mentioned, Rabbi Moshe Zelig, the whole comparison doesn't make sense. Rabbi Yossi is telling you, don't invent a bracha. Rav Huna didn't invent a bracha. Chazal invented shahakol. I just put it in the wrong order. I just put it in the wrong place. I didn't make my own bracha up. So b'chal, what's that got to do with Rabbi Yossi? Now we'll see. Tosas discusses some of this. And Tosas asks a kasha that we just asked. But we'll see that the teretz of Tosas is very, very difficult to understand. Very, very, very difficult to understand. But let's keep on going in the Gemara for the moment. Says the Gemara, Oma lecha Rav Huna. Rav Huna would say to you, don't box me in with Rabbi Yossi. Why not? Oma lecha Rav Huna, ano I da omri afilu l'Rameya. My comment would even fit in with the opinion of Rav Meir. In other words, Rav Meir says that what, if you said this, Rav Meir said with regard to bread it does. Rav Meir said if you said that how wonderful this bread is, you're Yoitza. And I said if you said Shehakol, you're not Yoitza. That seems to not be compatible. Says Rabbi Yochanan, it is compatible. Why? Why is Rabbi Meir's bracha worse than this? Slicha, why is Rabbi Yochanan's bracha worse? Why is Shehakol worse?
It's the wrong bracha.
It doesn't mention
right?
The bread.
It doesn't mention any bread at all. Says the Gemara, Omar lecha Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan would say, Ano da omri afilu k'Rameya. I can even fit in like Rameya. Ad kan lo yikoma Rav Meir hosam. It's only over there that Rav Meir says you are yoitza. Elo only because hecha dekom midkar shmei de pas. At least he mentioned the name, the word bread. Because what did he say? You said how wonderful the bread is. You said how wonderful the bread is. But say this, at least you've mentioned bread. At least if you mention bread, I can understand. That's why he says you're Yoitza. But that doesn't disagree, that doesn't contradict my opinion that if you say Shehakol on bread, you're not Yoitza. Why not? Aval hecha deloiko mitka deshmei depas. But if you did not mention the name of bread, i.e. you said, which bracha? Shehakol, afilu Rav Meir, Maida. Even Rav Meir will be Maida. That what?
You mentioned bread.
If you mention bread, it's good. Why did I, Rav Huna, say that in the case of Shehakol, you're not Yoitza? Because Shehakol is worse. Why is Shehakol worse? You didn't mention bread. So don't tell me that I disagree with Rav Meir. I agree with Rav Meir. Shehakol is worse, but his bracha is better. That's in one direction. the other direction. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Lecha, Rabbi Yechonon would say to you, Ano da Amri Afidu Rabbi Yosi. Remember, Rabbi Yechonon says that Shahakoel works for bread and for wine, even for bread and for wine, and yet Rabbi Yosi says you cannot change the nusach of the bracha. So Rabbi Yechonon says, fine, that doesn't contradict my opinion. Ad kan lo yikoma Rabbi Yosi ha'sam elo mishum dekoma bracha. Only because he said a bracha deloy takinu rabbonon, that rabbonon never instituted. You totally invented a bracha. It's very nice that you said how wonderful the bread is, and how wonderful Hashem is, and a wonderful creation, and full of wonderful things. That's not a bracha that Chazal made. You can't make up your own bracha. Aval omar shahakol nir bidvaroi. But if you said shahakol nir bidvaroi, which at the end of the day, the takinu rabbonon, which at the end of the day is a rabbinic bracha, they are the ones who invented this bracha. Afili Rabbi Yosi Maida, period. Even Rabbi Yosi Maida, that what?
It's fine.
That is fine. You're right. You shouldn't have made this bracha in the first instance, but now you did. But b'di'eved, it will do. Why will it do? Because at the end of the day, it is a bracha that Chazal made up. So in both directions, the Gemara says, there's no reason to box Rav Huna with Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yechonon with Rav Meir. Each one will tell you that their case is different. Either Shahakoil is worse because you didn't mention bread, or maybe Shahakoil is better because at least it's a rabbinic invention rather than what you did, you just made up a new bracha. So one aspect it's better, one aspect it's worse. Okay, that's the end of the Gemara. But let's go back now to the Kasha. We, quite frankly, didn't really understand the Kasha in the first place. We did not understand the Kasha. What was the Gemara suggestion? So have a look at the top Tosfos and then the second Tosfos. Rabbi Yechonon Omar Afilu Pas V'Yayin. So Tosfos tells us immediately, we knew this from the letter, the Aleph, but here Tosfos tells it to us, V'chein Halacha. We pass from Rabbi Yechonon. Why? The Rav V'Rabbi Yechonon Halacha Rabbi Yechonon. Even when Rav, the great Rav, argues with Rabbi Yechonon, Halacha is that Rabbi Yechonon. Kol Shekein, therefore, Legaba Rav Huna. So even more so, when Rabbi Yechonon is not arguing with Rav, he's just arguing with Rav Huna, Shehaya Talmidei Shel Rav. Yes, we had this once in the past as well. So if he beats the Rebbe, then he certainly beats the Talmud. So when he argues with Rav, Rabbi Yechonon wins the day. Well, certainly, therefore, when he argues with the Talmud of Rav, he obviously wins the day. Therefore, absolutely clear, says Tosfos, Halacha is like Rabbi Yechonon. Okay. Neimar k'Rav Huna k'Rav Yosi. The Gemara wanted to suggest in the beginning. The Gemara wanted to suggest that Rav Huna fits in with Rabbi Yosi. Now again, what did Rav Huna say? Rav Huna was the one who says that Shahakoil does not work for bread and wine. And the Gemara wanted to say this fits in with Rabbi Yosi, who says you can't change the nusach of the bracha. She says, I don't understand. Heichi motzi soiva Rav Huna Rabbi Yosi. How on earth, heichi motzi, how is it possible? How is it possible to say that Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Yosi? I don't understand how you can say that. How can you even have a hava mina? The Gemara rejected it anyway, but there was a hava mina that Rav Huna and Rabbi Yosi is the same opinion, i.e. again, Rav Huna says that Shahakoil does not work for pas and for yayin. Rabbi Yosi says that you cannot change the nusach of the bracha, and the Gemara wanted to put the two together. How can you possibly put two together, says Tosfos? Ha Rav Huna moide b'shar dvarim chutz mipas v'yayin. Rav Huna jolly well admits that everything else, besides for pas and for yayin, what's halacha? Sh'im oma shahakoil d'yotza. The ilu Rabbi Yosi sovar the lo yotza to call hamashana mimatbea etc etc etc. So ask Rabbi Yosi, What would be the halacha if you say shahakoel on apples? What would be the halacha at this stage of the game? Rabbi Yossi says you're not allowed to be mashame mimatbea. According to Rabbi Yossi, the way the Gemara understood in the beginning, you'd never be yetzer. Why? You've got to say the right bracha. There's no such thing as saying the wrong bracha. And if you say shahakoel on apples, no good. And if you say shahakoel on cucumbers, also no good. In fact, according to Rabbi Yossi, if ever you say shahakoel, it never, ever, ever, ever works. Why not? Because you're changing the bracha that Chazal instituted. So how can you possibly say that's the same opinion as Rav Huna? Rav Huna says shahakoel does work. There's a special exception made for pas and for yayin. But everything else, it does work. So how can that possibly fit in with Rav Yossi? That's the kasha that we asked.
The Tosis gives a teretz, very difficult to understand. V'yesh meforoshim. D'motzi l'meima. It's possible to say, this is what the Gemara understood. Da'afilu Rabbi Yossi loy komar layotza. He only said you're not yotza, ela b'boruch hamokoim she'enoi brocha klal. The Gemara understood right from the outset that Rabbi Yossi was not telling us a general rule that if ever you change the bracha, you're not Yetzer. Wasn't telling us that. The Gemara understood very well, right from the beginning, the reason why you're not Yetzer is because Baruch HaMokoyim, etc., etc., is simply not a bracha. Aval B'Shahakoyl, he would be Moida, that what? But it would work. So don't think that Rabbi Yossi is telling me a general rule that whenever you say the wrong bracha, you're not yaitza. Because that certainly would not fit in with Rav Huna, who says that shahakoel always works, besides for pas and for yayin. Rather, he was telling me that if you say a nusach, which is not a bracha at all, i.e. boruch hamokim, etc., etc., that's not a good bracha.
As long as you're saying baruch atah Hashem Elokim Melech Haolam, then he said it would work. No?
Could be.
Baruch HaMokim?
If you say Baruch HaMokim, you're not Yetzer. Why are you not Yetzer with Baruch HaMokim? Because that's not a takana of the Chazal.
So, no. According to Tosfos, their original thought that the two are related is gone. He completely.
That's the kasha on Tosfos. Tosfos makes no sense. Azayfrek the Marashah. Tosfos asked a question, he gave an answer, he's just made things worse now.
Right, he says.
We're trying to explain why did we initially think, it's true, we changed our minds at the end of the day. We initially thought that Rav Huna and Rav Yossi is the same opinion. So Tosfos says, you know why? Because we understood that Rav Yossi is telling you that whenever you make up a bracha, that's no good. Okay, so what's that got to do with Rav Huna? What in the world has that got to do with Rav Huna? Rav Huna didn't change a bracha. I didn't make up a bracha, I just put the wrong one in place. So Tosfos' whole problem was, how do you get Rav Huna and Rav Yossi in the same bracket? At least in the Havamina. And not only has he not explained it, Lachesh has made matters worse.
Stavka said you can't.
Yeah, because the only reason why Rav Yossi is not good is because you invented a bracha. No, Shakuni didn't invent a bracha, so what's the problem? Look, it makes no sense. Very, very, very difficult. Okay, there is a whole Marsha that explains this, tries to suggest, but the Marsha is extremely bothered by what does Tosfos mean. But either way, at the end of the day, at least the kasha that was bothering us is asked by Tosfos. The teretz of Tosfos is, however, not so clear. Okay, let's move on in the Gemara. We're trying to get to the Mishnah. That's Be'ez Hashem, the aim today, plus the bottom Tosfos in 25 minutes. And then next Sunday, which will be the last Shir Zman, we're going to try and do Chazara on an Amud and a Reish. That's the game plan.
Thursday this week?
Yes, today is Thursday.
Welcome.
According to all opinions, this is the way that Tafshi and Pei is working. We're doing Thursday after Wednesday. Tomorrow, Friday, by the way. Make sure tomorrow night your wife lights candles, keep
Parsha Shir today?
Rabbi Beckerman's going to give the Parsha Shir tonight. Oh. Well worth attending.
Where is he going to do it? Okay, I'll figure it out.
They told me to the shurim in the new shul. I thought the shul were moving back to the old grow.
That was the plan. At the end of the day, they decided not to.
Right. So I spoke to Yeshua Levinson last night, and he told me they're having morning shir in the new shul. What's in the old shul now? Empty.
We went yesterday. Rav Solomon gave a shir yesterday in the old shul. In the caravan.
What, there's chairs there?
Yeah, we went in the Rav's office.
How's that chair? I thought everything was taken to the new shul.
There's a few chairs still there.
Okay. What did they do, by the way, for the Aron HaKodesh and Sefer Torah?
They built the new one.
They built a new Aron HaKodesh?
Salts.
What, like a little box?
It's a nice size box. It's this size.
Yes. And what's it standing on?
Holy ground.
And what about the omelet? Or that they took over?
Yeah, they took that over.
Gosh. What a business.
It's a shambhai rav.
Baruch Hashem.
Amen.
Amen.
Shambhai you. Shkei video. Was it supposed to be on fast speed, that was the whole thing?
Yeah, so that was 2 hours.
That video was initially 2 hours now.
Yeah, it was 2 hours.
You did it in a minute.
Just, yeah, fast forward. Oh, we cut a little bit, but...
Very cool. Did you see his video? Baruch Hashem. Should go from strength to strength, Mitzvah Hashem.
Amen.
Zot the Gemara. Binyamin Ra'aya. That was his name. Korach Rifter used to hold a piece of bread.
Oh, it wasn't a shepherd?
Really?
Maybe it was, yeah. Shepherd. Korach Rifter used to wrap a piece of bread, Va'oman used to say, Borich Morei Dahai Pita. Blessed is the master of this bread. What's the halacha? Omar Rav Yotza. Rav says, that's okay, is Yotza. Now, we're not talking about, by the way, the first bracha, we're talking about the after bracha, instead of Birkas HaMazon. Omar Rav Yotza is Yotza v'Omar Rav, fret the Gemara. Surely Rav said that kol bracha she'ein bo has koras Hashem. If you don't mention Hashem's name, Einoi bracha, it's not considered a bracha. And over here, at least the text that was told to us, you just said, Borich Mori. Where's Hashem's name? So Gemara says, you're right. A slight amendment. Da Omar Borich Rachmana Mori Dehai Pita. Rachmana is Hashem. So therefore, we're talking about, you're right, we've slightly missed out a word, says the Gemara. He did mention Hashem's name. Ay, v'ho bo'inon sholosh brachis. But one bracha is not enough. You need three. The Gemara says, you're right. My yotza, quote unquote, duka oma. What did we mean when we said that he's yotze? My yotza duka oma rav, nami. Do you know what rav meant as well? Don't worry. Yotze yedei brocha rishayna. He only ever meant that you're yotze the first brocha. Don't make a mistake of thinking that what?
It's
all three. Of course you've got to say all three, but this is a substitute for the first bracha.
So what good does it do to be Yotze the first bracha?
And then you've got to add two more. The normal brachas.
Okay.
His chiddush was that at least this bracha makes sense.
Okay.
Basically, we'll see in a second, this is Aramaic. He said a Birkas HaMazon in Aramaic, at least the first bracha. Now, says the Gemara, Maika Mashmalon, what exactly is being taught to us? Afal gav da omra beloshen choil? Question mark. Is that what's being taught to us? That it was yotze the bracha even though he said it not in Loshen HaKodesh but in Aramaic? Is that the whole chiddush? Tanina, we've already learned that. That's not a chiddush. I don't need Rav for that. That's Mefurash Mishnah. Why? What does it say in the Mishnah? Ve'enu ne'emorim b'chol loshon. It says the following can be said in any language you like. Parsha Soita, Vidui Maisa, V'kriya Shema, V'tfila, Birkas HaMazon. Basically everything. If you want to bench in English because you don't understand the Hebrew, 100% fine. Somebody wants to daven in English or Spanish or Swahili, no problem at all. So what's Rav Avin Mechadosh to you? He said Birkas HaMazon in Aramaic. Fine, so that's why he's Yotze. Well, what's the big deal? Says the Gemara, no, it's drich. It is a big chiddush. You know why? Sal kadat chamin. I would have thought that hani mili, that's only true Aramaic or English or any other language, is only going to work da omra beloshen choil. If you said it in a choil language, ki hechi de tikna rabbanon beloshen kodesh, exactly as Chazal were masakin it. In other words, I would have thought that it's only good if
word for word.
If it's a word for a translation. So say, blessed art thou. In English, yeah, that's okay. But loy omra baloshen choil, ki heichid etakin rabbana baloshen kodesh. But if I did not say it in English or any other foreign language in the exact way that Chazal were masakin it in loshen kodesh, imeloy. So it turns out it's a tremendous chiddush. This is a tremendous chiddush. The chiddush is not just that it didn't say in Lashon HaKodesh, that's not a chiddush. We know you don't need to say brachas or tefillah or any other thing for that matter in Lashon HaKodesh. But I would have thought that it only works if it's a word for word translation. And this wasn't. Kamashmalon, you're still Yates. That's the chiddush. Now, gufa. Gufa always means we go back to re-examine something that we mentioned before. We said before, the Rav taught us a principle. If ever you say a bracha and you don't mention Hashem's name, it's not really a bracha. By the way, this is very negeh, for example, when you make a bar mitzvah. There's a very big discussion. The Rosh Shulchan Aruch says, Ramah says, you should say a bracha. Baruch Shepotrani Me'onshe Shalazeh. And the Ramah says, no, maybe you shouldn't make it, or at least you shouldn't say Hashem's name. Why? Because this bracha is not mentioned in the Gemara anywhere. It's mentioned in a Medrash, that's true, in Pashas Tovos, but it's not mentioned in the Gemara anywhere. So what does the Ramah say? Don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shepotrani, but rather Baruch Shepotrani. And that's what we do. There is, by the way, a discussion, La Locha La Maisa, one should not answer Amen. Should not answer, I know people do, but you should not answer Amen. Because it's not really a bracha. Now, the Mishnah Brura already says, you can say it with Shema Malchus. The Mishnah Brura quotes, in the name of the Vilna Goyen and others, that you can. It's big machloikas. If, in theory, you were in a shul, and somebody said the bracha, the meaning of that shul was to say it with the shem and with malchus, then you would say amen. But because the general custom is to say it without, therefore you don't say amen. So we don't say this bracha either with a shem or with malchus. We don't say Hashem, but Akeinu Melechayim, we just miss that bit. We just say baruch, and then go straight to Shepotrani.
So is that any time someone says something without the malchus?
You should not say amen. Right, you should not say amen. Unless they're giving you a personal bracha, it's different thing. Someone says, you should be zeichet to ksivich simatoyva, you say amen. And this Shani should have much hatzlach in the forthcoming year, you should say amen. Should have much hatzlach in the forthcoming year.
Amen.
Gesundheit, right.
Amen.
Bless you. Says the Gemara Gufa, Omar Rav, kol brocha she'ein bo hazkoras Hashem, any brocha which does not have mention of Hashem's name in it, in a brocha. It's not considered a brocha. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Rabbi Yechanan says, Kol bracha she'ein bo malchus in a bracha. This sounds like a different principle. Rav spoke about the name of Hashem being omitted, and Rabbi Yechanan spoke about malchus. In other words, melech ha'olam. If you miss out that, it's not considered a bracha. Omar Abaya, kvosei de Rav Mistabra. Abaya says, like Rav, is more logical. Doesn't mean based on logic, it means we can back up Rav's opinion. In other words, Rav says, it seems to me that the main point of the bracha is Hashem Hashem. Rabbi Yechon says, the main point of the bracha is Malchus. So Abaya says, I would go with Rav, that the main point of the bracha is the Hashem Hashem. Why? The Tanya, because we have a Bryson, it says as follows. Loi
Ovarti mi mitzvotzecha v'loi shochachti. Quote unquote, this is from the Vidui Maestros. When you come to the Beis Hamikdash and you make a declaration that you've kept all the halachas properly. So she says, Loi ovarti mi mitzvotzecha v'loi shochachti. What does it say there? The Brisa explains. Lo yovarti, quote unquote, what does that mean? Minavarechacho, I didn't violate the obligation to make a bracha. Veloy shochachti, quote unquote, melahazkir shimcha olav. And neither did I forget to mention your name. That's the end of the brisa. Ve'ilu malchus loy ketani. And yet this brisa makes no mention of malchus. It says that the pasuk is only referring to, number one, making a bracha, and number two, mentioning the Shem Hashem. So I see that what's the main part of the bracha? The Shem Hashem. That's like the opinion of Rav. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, we should have said something about mentioning malchus. It doesn't. Says the Gemara, V'Rabbi Yochanan Tani, Rabbi Yochanan indeed had a different version, and he stated the Braisa like this. V'loi shochachti means V'lahazkir shimcha umalchuscha olof. But he had a slightly amended version of the Braisa. That when you declare that I did not forget, it's not I didn't forget to say the name of Hashem, but rather, I didn't forget to say the name of Hashem or Malchus. In other words, everybody agrees that the Shem Hashem is a critical part of the bracha. Rabbi Yochanan is adding, you've also got to say Malchus. So initially, Abaya said, I have a brisa that seems to back up Rav, that the main part of the bracha is the Shem Hashem, makes no mention of Malchus. Rabbi Yochanan answered back that what? That you have to amend the brisa, and it says, I did not forget to say the Shem Hashem or to mention Malchus. Now, if we want to know what the halacha is like, so here we get into a little bit of a pickle. Why? We just mentioned top Tosfos, whenever you have a machlokes, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, halacha is Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, we would think, on the one hand, if we should pass on Rabbi Yochanan over here as well, and every bracha, you've got to mention the Shem Hashem and and Malchus. But on the other hand, Abaya backed up Rav from a brisa. So maybe over here, Rav wins the day. Or would we say that no? Rabbi Yochanan, at the end of the day, answered the brisa. He amended the brisa. So let's have a look. Zok Tosfos. The last Tosfos, Omar Abaya Kvasei de Rav Mistabra Yesh Meforashim the Mistabra Brisa Kvasei, period. Yes, some indeed learn like that. They do not accept the amendment of Rabbi Yochanan, and they go with Abaya's initial understanding, which is a proof to the opinion of Rav. However, Umihu Rav Alphas, who's Rav Alphas? The Rif? Posak Kereb Yoichanan. Even though some say that what? That we go with Abaya and Rav, but the Rif passed like Rav Yoichanan, Vachim Posak Ri. And the Ri is one of the Bali Toises, also Paskin, the Kol Bracha, She'ein Bo Malchus Shomayim Eino Bracha. It's not good enough to mention the Shem Hashem. You also must make mention of Malchus. It's got to have Malchus. Mamashin Yonah Diyayim. Olakach Hoyoy Meri. And therefore the Re used to say, She'im Hoyo Medaleg. What does Medaleg mean? If you would skip Malchus Shel Birkas HaMoitzi, so if somebody would say what? Baruch atah Hashem, amoytzi lechem min haaretz. And you didn't say, lekeinu melech ha'olam. Shetzorech lachzer ulevarech. You've got to repeat the bracha. Because the repaskins, according to Rav, what would be the halacha in such a bracha? If I say, Baruch atah Hashem,
it's fine.
It's okay, why?
She said the Shem Hashem.
Said the Shem Hashem. Don't need Malchus, at least not b'dievet. But we don't pass like that, says the Ri. We pass like Rabbi Yechon. Therefore, if you say Baruch Ato Hashem, Amoy Tzilechem Noretz, that's no good. Va'afilu dileg tevas ha'oilom, quote unquote. Even if you just missed out the word ha'oilom bilvad, that's also no good. In other words, if you said Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech, you did say Hashem is the Melech, but you didn't say ha'oilom. That also ruins the whole bracha. Why? The Melech Levad Einoi Malchus. Merely to say Melech is not Malchus. The expression of the bracha, what we're trying to state with the bracha, is not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, i.e. Melech Olam. So if you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech, means fine, so there's a king and Kaviyachu, but there's other kings as well. No, he's Melech Olam, he's the king of everybody, period. Okay. Now, problem is, Ubrochis shel Shmoneh Esra ein bahem Malchus. What's going on? We just davened Shacharis and we just said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Chayin Adas. Excuse me, where's the Elokeinu Melech Olam? Didn't even say Elokeinu Melech. Didn't say Olam, didn't say anything. I thought we've just said, that's not considered a bracha at all. So he says, no, don't worry. That's not a problem. Why not? Ubracha shel Shmoneh Esra ein bohen malchus. Why? De einon bo'in bepsicha ubechasima, and therefore ein shayach malchus. We're only talking about brachas that what? They have a psicha with baruch. So if you say, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Ha'Meitzel Lamechan Ha'aretz, or Baruch Pri Hagafen, that's a bracha that has a psicha. That's a bracha that needs Shem Hashem and also Malchus, and Malchus is Elokeinu Melech Olam. But Atochenin Lodom Das, and Ashivenu, and Slachlonu, and Reinonu, and Yerushalayim, and all those brachas, they don't begin with a psicha. Therefore, they don't require Shem Hashem and Malchus. Now, there's one bracha that does begin with a psicha, and that is the very first bracha of Shmoneh Esra. First bracha of Shmoneh Esra, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Elokeinu Melkei Av Yisrael. One second. That does begin with the psicha. So one second. So where's the Malchus then? It doesn't say Melech Olam, not at the beginning, not at the end. Now it's got the Shem Hashem, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melkei. Where's the Melech Olam? So for the other 17 brachas of Shmoneh Esra, Tosfos has just told us, that rule doesn't apply, because there's no psicha. But there is in the first bracha. So Tosfos says, don't worry, Avol Elokei Avraham, Havakamoi Malchus. Tremendous chiddush. When you say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu V'Elokei Av Yisrael, Elokei Avraham, that is Malchus. Why? Avram Avinu Himlich, he crowned HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Kol Ha'olam Shehoidia Malchusoi. He was one who informed the world of his Malchus. So therefore that bracha has a psicha Baruch Ato Hashem, and it does have Malchus. Where does it have Malchus? Elokei Avram. So far the rule is okay. One second, says Tosfos. What about Ume'ein Sheva? What's the Me'ein Sheva? After Shmoneh Esra on Friday night. We know on Shabbos there are 7 brachas. Every Shmoneh Esra, without exception, has 3 brachas in the middle and 3 at the end. It's the middle part that gets changed. So in the weekday, you have all the bakoshas. On Shabbos, you just have 1 bracha. The middle bracha, that is Mekadesh HaShabbos. So 7 brachas altogether. After you say Vayichulu, you have the Me'ein Sheva, just like we have a Me'ein Sholosh. Bracha Achreina is the Me'ein Sholosh, it's like a type of Sholosh. So you say Baruch Hashem, Mekeim Yisrael, Mekeim Avraham, Mekeim Yisrael, Mekeim Keila Gadoy, La Giver Vaneira, Keila Yoin, Keinei Shomayim Vaoretz. Then you say Baruch Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. That is, as it were, a brief summary of the 7 brachas. Now, what is the problem? Over there, says Tosfos, you don't say Elokei Avraham. Now, could you just pass me a siddur, please, Avraham, from behind you? Sorry to trouble. Or do you say Elokei Avraham in that bracha? Of course you do. Of course you do. That's how it starts. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melekei Avisenu, Elokei Avraham. Okay, so Elokei Lagadol Elokei Menor Elokei Shemayim. And you say Elokeinu Avisenu Lechoseinu Kadosh HaShabbos. Now it's true, we don't say the words Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. That's true. So Tosfos initially said, if you don't say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, we pass on Arbeich, and that's not a good bracha. But we've already established that Elokei Avraham is a good enough replacement. So for Lechoyer, this bracha Me'ein Sheva is okay. Tosfos will mention that in a second, but Tosfos first gives a different teretz. And Tosfos says, Ume'ein Sheva de'matzli, matzli means that we daven, b'shabbos, hoyel v'yeshva hokeil hakadosh, she'en kamoi. Now this is wonderful that we're learning this today. Why is it wonderful we're learning it today? Because tomorrow we have to switch it to Melech HaKadosh. Mogein Avayis B'Varoi Mechayim Isim Amorai HaMelech HaKadosh. By the way, if you say HaKel HaKadosh, you do not have to repeat it. In Shema Esra you do. Now, when you say the words HaKel HaKadosh She'en Kamoyu, what does that mean, She'en Kamoyu? That is Malchus. Remember, what are we declaring when we say Malchus? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sole power in the world. That's why we said you have to say the word Ha'olam. So Tosfos says, when I say Okel HaKadosh She'en Kamoyu, that is Malchus. Says Tosfos, Hoyel V'yesh Bo, because it has in it, quote unquote, the following four words, Okel HaKadosh She'en Kamoyu, Hainu Kamoy Malchus. That is my Malchus. Kamoy Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So when you say Shema, Dava B'mukoy Malchus, the Gemara says. Why? Again, if you say Hashem Echad, what am I saying when I say Hashem Echad?
Only one.
No, there's only one. Ulafima Depricious. But according to that which I explained previously, the Kol Heicha Diksiv Elokei Avraham, quote unquote, Hava Kamoy Malchus Nicha. What does Nicha mean?
Good.
It's okay anyway. In other words, essentially, I don't really need the teretz of Okei Lakadosh En Kamoy. Why? Because I've already established Elokei Avraham is as good as Malchus. So it turns out that this bracha has, in fact, two references to Malchus now. It says Elokei Avraham, and it also says Okei Lakadosh En Kamoy. So initially, Tosfos says the answer is, it says Okei Lakadosh En Kamoy. Then he says, but I've already established that Elokei Avraham is good enough, therefore it's okay anyway. Ule Rabbi Yochanan says Tosfos in conclusion, Loi Kasha de Loi Tani Malchuscha. The Bach changes it to Umalchuscha Olov. The Otu Keruchla Kolhai Limni Velezel. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that it does not suffice, and Tosfos says we pass by that, it does not suffice to say Shem Hashem, you have to say Malchus. So what was Tosfos' kasha now? Well, Rabbi Yochanan, like kasha, it's not difficult, the fact that what? That it is not written Umalchus Ha'olov. Where should it say Umalchus Ha'olov? chapters is referring to. Malchuscha. Change it. Kol Haile Mulezel is an expression. The Gemara says there exists somebody called a Ruchla. A Ruchla is a peddler, an old fashioned peddler. This is an expression you find in the Gemara many times. A peddler, when he wants to sell his wares, what does he do? He displays all his wares so that you can see what he's got to offer. There's no point a peddler saying, "Hey, I've got some more stuff in the suitcase. Why don't you put it out first to see?" So the Gemara very often uses this expression. When the Gemara is troubled, you gave us one example, or you gave us two. Why didn't you give us more examples? So very often the Gemara answers back in rhetorical fashion, because what do you think I am? I'm like a peddler who has to put out all of his wares. I can mention one or two examples and that's good enough. That's what that means in the last line of Tosis. Da'otu k'ruchla. Are we like a ruchla, like a peddler, kol hai limni? That I've got to reckon all of them v'lezel and keep going. A peddler's got to put out all of his wares, because that's the way, otherwise how am I supposed to know what he's got? When the Gemara mentions something, I mention one example, that's good enough. I don't have to mention every single example. So Tosis was bothered, why did Rabbi Yechon not mention another example of... If you look at the very last words of the Gemara, the very last words of the Gemara, just before the Mishnah, says, Rabbi Yechon Tani v'loy shochachti melazkir shimcha umalchuscha olav. Okay, I have to look at this tesis again. We'll hold it over here, Beis Hashem.
Is that Otu?
Otu is always like a rhetorical question. Otu, does this mean? Am I? Do I? Must I? It's a question mark. That's what we always taught in school. Otu, if you see the word Otu, you've got to put a question mark at the end of the sentence. Okay, Beis Hashem. Today, Reb Nachum, is Thursday. Yesterday was Wednesday, tomorrow is Friday. Mishkafayim is different.
Been a blur for about a week.
Sunday, Be'ez Hashem, which will be Sunday, Vav Tishri. Be'ez Hashem, we'll do Chazara. If anybody's interested, we're giving an English shiur for women on Motzah Shabbos. Actually, it'll be pretty much the shiur that I gave in